Hello again, this is Paul Smith from the theatre world of Smith Scripts, bringing you some news and some views on things to do with the theatre. And on this podcast, we're going to be looking at some plays which we have recently been to see. We're going to discuss the genre of thrillers, and there's going to be a special offer for anyone who wants to get hold of one of our scripts, which are all available from smithscripts.co.uk. So sit back and enjoy. So, time for some reviews. And this week we're going to be looking at four productions which have been seen recently. And we'll start off with Table Manners by Alan Ayckbourn, which has recently been on at the Manor Pavilion Theatre in Sidmouth as part of the Summer Play Festival. This play formed the first part of the trilogy of plays known as the Norman Conquests. And when Alan Ayckbourn let it be known that he was writing a trilogy of plays, he was advised that it wasn't a very good idea for the West End. Needless to say, these became incredibly popular, and the initial cast was very, very starry. Felicity Kendall, Penelope Keith, Michael Gambon and Tom Courtney. The plays gathered a raft of awards as a result and are much admired. And this production does it full justice. It's very, very entertaining. It contains such clever use of the ordinary, I would like to say, as far as Ayckbourn's concerned. For instance, there's a wonderful scene in it where people are eating breakfast and one particular character just keeps having more and more bowls of cornflakes, and how that just builds throughout the scene. You can't take your eyes off him and it becomes incredibly funny. It's simple, it's clever. Really well done, and for a play that is 45 years old, it's aging really, really well. It's funny, it's sad, it makes you cringe a bit, but it's a great, great production. And so on to the next production, and a completely different change of tack here. We went to see Motown the Musical at the Theatre Royal Plymouth, and wow, what a musical. If you want to build a musical around a specific music genre, then this is the one to go and see, because it's going to be very, very hard to beat. Telling the story of the creation of the Motown record label and its producer and impresario, Berry Gordy, we just get an absolute plethora, I think that's a good word for this one, a plethora of songs from the era, including music from Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye and Michael Jackson, all of whom started off their career as part of the Motown movement. It's a wonderful, wonderful production with some of the most mesmerising projected screens for the scenery that I've ever seen. It was pretty good, I must say. There is an amazing choreography, beautiful costumes, really of the period, and you're left in no doubt that Berry Gordy was an incredibly influential man on music, not just in America but across the world. If you can catch it, because it is touring around the country, I really would recommend it. It's really an assault on the ears and the eyes, but in the best possible way. So that is that's Motown the Musical touring currently throughout the UK. And so to our next review, a brand new musical called Uppercut, written by Eleanor Knight and Catherine Lane, presented by a brand new theatre company, Front Row Theatre, who is made up of current and former students of the University of Reading, who I have seen perform a number of times, and they have a really rich recent history. It's a simple story in some respects about a young woman wanting to become a success as a boxer, and all the issues that she has to overcome to achieve her dream. It's a very, very likeable, thought-provoking piece of theatre, dealing with issues such as anger, jealousy, and one particular thread which I thought was very, very effective, which is the one to do with grief. The young central character, Cleo, has lost her father, and there's some very, very touching, moving scenes between her and her mother and the ghost of her father, which is played incredibly well by Thomas Sparrow. A really, really fine performance by a young actor. There are some lovely songs throughout, some punchy numbers, if you excuse the pun, but some very tender and wonderfully executed pieces of dialogue. It's only a short musical, runs to about 50 minutes, but within that time they managed to pack in an awful lot of story. It's currently to be seen at the Edinburgh Festival, and I hope it does really, really well for them. So that is Uppercut, the musical. And lastly, in our review section this week, we're looking at 2021, A Cornish Space Odyssey, presented at The Drum, which is part of the Theatre Royal Plymouth, and presented by the Narwhal Ensemble. This is an extraordinary piece of work which this particular company, who have been working quite closely with the Theatre Royal Plymouth, have put together themselves. And for the audience, it's an interesting one. You walk into the auditorium and you're invited onto the stage to look at an exhibition of very ordinary sorts of objects, a flip-flop here, a radio there, a space helmet. And this tells the story of a young pioneering astronaut called Cleo Turner, who is determined to make her mark on the world and become a young astronaut and achieve great things for the southwest of England. And as you're just thinking, oh, this is a very light and frothy piece of work, it becomes suddenly quite a serious piece. The themes of loss, grief, regret and sorrow are all threaded through the story, as we find out that Cleo's journey into space is not fully successful. The four performers who are involved in this are fully engaged with the story which they're telling, which they do with great physicality, with movement and with sound effects. It's very effective. It does make you really, really think. Just when you don't think it's going to affect you, bang, it does so in a very thoughtful and inspiring and quietly devastating way. It's a great achievement. This is the wonderful 2021 A Cornish Space Odyssey, which is being produced by the Narwhal Ensemble at the Drum Theatre in the Theatre Royal Plymouth. Now, recently I was very lucky to be given a tour of what's called TR2. This is the Production and Learning Centre at the Theatre Royal Plymouth. It's not actually by the theatre, it's in fact stuck down, tucked away on the edge of the River Plym, a little way from the main theatre. But it is an extraordinary place, and you would never go past it normally because it's on a road which leads nowhere. But within its walls, it are very exciting things. So, for instance, there are three rehearsal spaces there, which are used to obviously create their own productions, which they do. But also to loan out to visiting companies and to other companies who may need the space. Two of them are very particularly interesting. One is the same size as the the drum stage actually in the main theatre. And the other one, which is vast, is the same size as the lyric stage in the Theatre Royal. So it is very wide in terms of its depth and width, but also in terms of its height. And I got the chance to go and see a rehearsal in progress there. But then I was taken around other parts of the centre, which is extraordinary. The biggest area really was the scenic painting area and design centre, where they do create sets which are transported all over the world. They don't just hang around in Plymouth, they go across the UK and indeed across the world. And while I was there, I was also able to talk to one of the designers. And what was he working on? He was working on the set for Mary Poppins, which is going into the West End of London later on this year. So it is an amazingly so unassuming as a building, but in there, there's a huge amount of theatre work going on. They also have a very large costume making section. I was slightly bowled over that such a kind of centre of extraordinary work is going on almost under the nose of many people who would never ever know it was there. The Theatre Royal Plymouth is very proud of its education system, its system of nurturing young talent. And I spent some time with their talent development producer, Ben Lyon Ross, who was showing me around and telling me about some of the exciting projects that they have coming up. It's much more than what the punter entering the main doors of the theatre will ever think of. But there is a huge amount going on in Plymouth behind the scenes, which is only making for a better centre for artistic development and production in the southwest of England. So very, very privileged to have gone to see TR2 and to get a trip round to see exactly what goes on there. So yes, hopefully I'll get the chance to go back another time. Stage thrillers. I mean, they're all types of thrillers. You can call Agatha Christie plays a thriller. Yes, they are of a certain genre, certainly. Other stage thrillers, Death Trap by Ira Levin is a pretty good thriller. The adaptation of the Stephen King story, Misery, is very much a thriller. But there aren't many that are real kind of gritty things. There are some certainly which, you know, crop up from time to time, but really hard-hitting thrillers are, you know, not common these days. Now, our Smith Scripps, we have a number, and they are written by someone called Jeff Rose Michael, and they are pretty brutal in some respects. You can get an idea from the titles of his work. So was one called Breathe a Word and You're Dead. There's another one called Dead Pretty. Another one called Did You Kill Her? And another one called Dying Swan. All give you an idea of something about the types of thrillers that he writes. They are pretty in your face, but they certainly get the audience on the edge of their seat. And I think it's it's worth visiting, having a look at some of these. If I give you an idea of a brief synopsis of one of them, so Breathe a Word and You're Dead. So the synopsis goes, this is a thriller about a single mum, Holly, who pops into her local convenience store where, within minutes, she finds herself a witness to an armed robbery. Unknown to the robber, she records his voice on her mobile phone, but is unable to wait for the police to give her witness statement. Then she has a visit from the robber at her home, who wants to silence her. Boom, boom, boom. What comes next? Very, very well written in a very straightforward and upfront fashion. But it will certainly get your audiences on the edge of their seats. So it's worth looking at. These are all fairly short thrillers, an hour or so, maybe a bit less, some of them. But it's a genre which isn't explored a huge amount. There are plenty of films and TV series which fit this genre, but not necessarily on stage. So worth looking at the works of Jeff Rose Michael on www.smithscripts.co.uk. And finally today we'll look at a few plays which have just come online at Smith Scripts. So firstly, A Sort of Christmas Carol by Heaton Wilson. This is a slightly madcap version of the Dickens classic story. A very original, a very clever, very funny. It has been on stage before and it's done really, really well. Secondly is a play called Is This Your Life by J.J. Crossley. This is a topsy-turvy version of the old TV series This Is Your Life, where someone looks back at their life with the help of the presenter Eamon Andrews. It's very tongue-in-cheek, it's very funny, and it's certainly well worth a read. And lastly today we'll mention The Game of Life by John Ems. We all know about avatars and alternative beings of a human variety, and this is a play which investigates that type of life arrangement, if you call it such, and it was well worth a read. It's very funny, it's very clever. It takes a little bit of concentration to read it, but in reality I suspect it works like an absolute dream. So those are three plays: A Sort of Christmas Carol by Heaton Wilson, Is This Your Life by J.J. Crossley, and The Game of Life by John Ems, all available now at the new titles section of smithscripts.co.uk. So that's all for this time on our podcast, and we hope that it's been very interesting for you and that you'll take a look at some of the scripts that we've got online at smithscripts.co.uk. Next time, who knows what we will have seen on stage and who knows what we'll find to talk about, but whatever we do, we hope you'll listen and we hope that you'll pass on the news of what we do here at Smith Scripts. Take care and see you soon. Thank you.